Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Media, featuring radio, TV, webinars, and live events worldwide. And today, presenting interviews with Authentic You, with your host, Jeffrey Miller, author, international speaker, and also known as The Interventionist. And now, here's Jeff. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon from the great state of Maine in the U.S. of A. How is everybody today? Thank you for being with us today on Authentic You Media, interviews with Authentic You. I am Jeffrey Miller, also known as The Interventionist. Each week, this time on Thursdays, we have this awesome show, and where we interview phenomenal people, all walking and talking their authenticity. Today, I am very specially privileged. I find that funny. I'm very specially privileged. I think I said that right, because I'm excited to be able to have on the show my business partner, a lovely lady, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about her right now. Her name is Michelle Arbo. She is a celebrity numerologist and the founder of Authentic You Media. Michelle is an internationally recognized celebrity numerologist, author, inspirational speaker, and radio TV host. She has Hollywood clientele base that includes the Twilight Vampires, the Big Bang Theory actress, Pirates of the Caribbean actor, NBC director, celebrity stylist, and many, many more. Michelle is a media favorite and considered as a noted authority in her field of numerology. Michelle is frequently a repeat guest on national outlets such as CBS Radio, CTV News, as well as many named known talk shows. Michelle, welcome to our network. Great to have you with us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Jeff, to talk with you. You know, I love you as a business partner, and I love that you're associated with the network. You're completely authentic, so what can I say? It's going to be a great show today to all the listening, because we have a lot of stuff to cover, and we've only got about 57 minutes left, so let's get in, Jeff.
We'll get right to it. That's fantastic. Michelle's always got that business sense going on. By the way, folks, we are both producing our show today. We're both in here on the console, and we have fun when we do that, because if you would like to call in, that number is 917 area code 889-3818. We will have some time for some calls. And if not, just listen, because you're going to hear some fantastic information. This show is a very special today. It's extremely special to me, as Michelle and I worked together for quite some time in Authentic You Media. And the background, we are the force that's, you know, she is the founder, by the way, some 7+ years ago. This was her concept, her idea, and I was very privileged to be able to join forces with her as a partner some 4 months ago now. I guess time flies when you're having fun. And we have really come up with a phenomenal shows and everything else we're doing, Michelle. My gosh, we've got some great new hosts coming on board. Today is a special, special day, not only because we do a show together and we're in our business together, but we are going to be talking with everybody about a special show that is going to be debuting in our network, Authentic You Media, Authentic You Radio. And that show is known as By the Numbers. And I love that name, mostly because it really tells it like it is to me, Michelle, when you think about numerology and that you do as an intuitive numerologist. But talk about that a bit, about the concept of the show and what you felt that you wanted to get out to the world.
Yeah, well, you know, it kind of came to me, life by the numbers, because really, I guide my life by the numbers. I look to the numbers. If there's a decision I need to do, if there's, you know, a name I need to come up with business-wise or anything, I'm always looking to the numbers, because numbers represent frequency. They represent energetic patterns. And your metaphysical, or if you believe in the spiritual in any way, most people teach the fact that all things are energy, and even quantum physics, which is the string theory that they talk about, it really says that at the base of an atom, frozen light particles. So really, for me, numbers are just kind of a window into the seeing the world of energy. And so when I say life by the numbers as a show, it means a lot to me because really I'm just saying I'm living my life from an energetic perspective.
That's fantastic. You know, and I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but that is so, so true in life as we know it, and we're not even aware of it. On an average basis, a lot of people are not aware of that. They are actually living their life for the numbers and don't feel it because they don't. It's not cognizant. It's something that's not thought about on a conscious level. But it's true because the beginning of existence was about numbers in the God Code. And, you know, we talk about the beginning of creation. It's all about the sacred numbers. And then that sound, that OM, you know, that we pronounce as OM, is actually sounds OAUM. And it's a phenomenal thing to think about the beginning of creation is actually numerical.
Absolutely, Dusty. You know, I've got to interrupt you for this because, you know, my memories lately I've been so busy. Sometimes I have to say something really quickly before I forget. But the word OM, you know, it's used very frequently in, you know, yoga and, you know, meditation and those kinds of things. And numerically, it's a 10, which literally combines the energies of heaven and earth. It is the 1 and the 0. 1 is the first physical number, and 0 is the symbol of the infinite or spiritual awareness. So when the two come together, it's like a sound or frequency of literally representing the manifestation of us being spiritual beings in human form or physical form. So it's such a great energy to say. And, you know, my book, of course, my first book, it is called The Energy of Words, and it is all about that, about saying particular words. What do they mean? What energetic frequency are you sending out when you say certain words? And, you know, even when I got married, you know, I had the time, I'm sure a lot of women can resonate with this, taking my husband's name, and I thought, you know, I'm losing my identity and those kinds of things. But even names, you know, even our personal names, so much vibrationally, even business-wise, because now in hindsight, I realized that, you know, I needed that name. I needed that last name because now my business is a 7, which is the truth seeker and the teaching learning number, which is all about sharing truth and teaching truth, which is what I do with the numbers. And, you know, when someone has a 7 to me, they walk away with truth about themselves, and it's like an aha moment for them to say, wow, this is who I really am. And this is what I can do, and this is what I can create with this energy. So, in hindsight, business-wise, it was the most perfect thing that could happen to me. And it actually, I got married right at the time that I started the numbers. So, synchronicity, right? And, definitely, words mean so much when we say them and how we say them. And the book, actually, the energy of words was inspired by a client of mine who would always tell me things that he wanted to do and all these great accomplishments, and he was very successful, professionally speaking, but he wanted to branch out and he had so many goals, but he would always say everything, but the problem is. And so he had a lot of stumbling blocks and a lot of challenges and a lot of hurdles that he had to get through to try to make things happen for himself. So these are the kinds of things that undermine our energy all the time, and so that just kind of my memory when you use the word OM because it's such a powerful energy.
It is. It's amazing. I've done a bit of reading on it and probably not as noted authority on the subject as many. But the amazing part of it is a part of it when you actually chant it that we technically cannot hear on the sound aspect of it. It is that connected, as you say, as the 10, which is earth and energy and connection to God and creation, that we truly are not capable of hearing. And I went, wow. So even as we chant it and bring it up as intention in our own selves, it's a part of it we can't hear, which I was like, I was amazed, you know, that there are spectrums of sound that we can't hear, which have to do with numbers as well. The show itself is going to be fantastic as far as I can see, you know, with what we've talked about. I'm very, very happy to see you doing the show. I think it's going to be the next best thing in our lineup of shows for sure, along with our other great hosts that we have. I'm thrilled that you're doing it in many, many ways, not just for the lineup fashion for our show, but that people are going to get so much more information from you about numerology. And where it is the beginning, as you said, and it is all about energy in the earth, it makes it that much more valuable to me as a lineup in our shows, and the fact that that's who you are, and that is what you do, and it is your life. It's what you breathe. It's your energy. These are the numbers. You know, your life by the numbers, as you say for the show title, which is absolutely perfect. I was considering, you know, different names again for my own. You know, I'm going to be doing another show myself as an interventionist and a hypnotherapist. And of course, I'm going back and forth. What am I going to do? We have this show, which is our company show, which is where we bring people in and we interview them, such as you and others, noted authorities, authors, etc., folks that walk in their authenticity, walk it and talk it. And that is what this show is, interviews with Authentic You. And I resonated on it again today, Michelle, and I thought, wow, life by the numbers. And how valuable is that to people to understand it? So, I applaud you on that, because I think it's very, very needed. In fact, I know it is. There's no question. When we think about that, there's so much we don't even understand about it. I think it, myself, I'll put myself on the table here. I do not understand, but I understand enough to know that it's very important to know. And what aspects, and tonight, I want to interject one other thing. Tonight, a little later on, you're going to be on with one of our greatest hosts, Janet Hickox, Living Astrology, and I can't wait for that show as well. And you're going to be talking specifically about astrology, the numbers, and the book in specific, which we will touch on here. But, you know, you're going to be getting really into the book tonight about the reasons you wrote it, et cetera. The show itself, you know, and then what we've got coming up with our webinar programs, goodness, which kind of brings us back to Authentic You Media and Authentic You Presentations. But anything else you'd like to let everybody know on this show about the actual show and what you're thinking of concept?
Well, you know, I guess I'm just I'm working on the format itself, but what I really want to do, I mean, it's really this phenomenon that hasn't gone away. I know that it was a huge thing when the Armageddon, end of times date, and the 11/11 and the Mayan calendar, those kinds of things, and you know, people thought it was just kind of a random occurrence that people were starting to see number sequences all the time and that they were seeing numbers everywhere. But I've actually found that since that has happened and the Mayan calendar has come to pass, even more people have been contacting me and saying, now, what does this mean? And every single person I meet has a story about seeing some sort of number sequence all the time. And so it's so very needed, I think, that people understand that it's almost like, well, I guess it's not, I can't say it's almost like, it is the language of the universe. It literally is like the code of existence. If we could pull back the fabric of time, so to speak, and look at it, it would be like a digital code. If you think of our DNA, if you think of, you know, anything, it can all be reduced down to numerical values, and it is a sign rather than a metaphysical art. And I know there are a lot of things like tarot and astrology, which I do love astrology. I can't knock astrology because it is another way to see the energy. But I do have a favoritism for numbers because they are so scientific. It really is just about representing energy. So really what I want to get though is that I want to show people, you know, if you're seeing numbers, what does it mean and how does it guide me? And how am I supposed to use this message? You know, like I'm seeing 12:34 every day, and I'm seeing it on the clock, and I'm seeing it on, you know, or I'm seeing it here or there. What is it that it's trying to tell me? Because God is it, what I've learned in life is this. And if I could say one thing about life and what I've learned is that we don't come in empty-handed. That we're not just flags blowing in the wind. There's guidance given to us every second, moment of every day, and we just have to be open to seeing them, and for me, the numbers, and for a lot of other people too, they're seeing it that way. And what I find, a lot of people will see messages from spirit, divine, God, whatever you want to call it, whatever your method of looking at the energy is, they will give that message to you, or it, or whatever you want to call it, through the method that you will see it. So if you are a very mental-based person, if you're very intellectual, if you kind of see the world through the mind's eye more so than anything else, if you tend to analyze those kinds of things, then you're typically what I like to call an intellectual, and you'll probably be one of those people that see the numbers all the time. But if you're a feeling person and you really kind of navigate your life with how you feel and you're really not a thinker, you might not see them so much, and you might not really, you might be more of a skeptic than a believer, but I think it's still worth to tune into the show because you'll understand a different perspective. And I think that that's one of the reasons why I love numerology and why I want to do the show, because, you know, relationships are why we're all here. It doesn't matter what we're doing, if it's about career, if it's about anything. The bottom line is, how are we interacting with other people and what are we learning from that and how are we growing a soul? And numerology shows us precisely how we can understand the other people in our lives, but also ourselves, so that we can better navigate those relationships and learn from them in a much bigger and broader way, soulfully speaking. So it's not just for the people who get the numbers. It's not for the people who are interested in the numbers. It's going to be for everyone, because really life can be guided by the numbers. So it's by the numbers. It's simple as that.
It's fantastic. So, you know, it's a, you know, you mentioned that and it really brings up, strikes a chord, because it was a time in my life where I was just, you know, get up in the morning, go to work, do my thing, make the money, feed the family, et cetera, until a day about 3 years ago where I really had an awakening. And it's normally when we do is we're in a place in our life where we're feeling, ooh, down. And I wasn't down with financial. I wasn't down with, but I was down with life. I was down with the thought about, what am I doing and who am I? And I realized and was given, I was blessed. And again, as you said, people say God, people say creation, you know, different names that people have for who they believe is the ultimate being or the ultimate force of the universe that created us, all of this. And that's an amazing subject by itself. But it does, as you said, all relate to the numbers. And you mentioned astrology, and I love astrology, and I love working with Janet, our host with Living Astrology. Her show has been fantastic. I've been with her now for some weeks with her on her show and, you know, in the background producing, and I've heard some phenomenal information and things that I never would have known otherwise if I had not listened, and her audience will attest to that as well. And this sacred, you know, the grand sextile, they called it, that came up just a few days ago, and amazing, and I'm sure Janet will touch on that tonight. But it is amazing that astrology uses the numbers, how she reads the degrees, etc. And I don't know how to do that. I've only heard the bits and pieces, but I never would have known that. I didn't know, how do you figure this? How do you figure that? But it is by the numbers. So it's another correlation to understanding and a cognizance, so to speak, of living in the numbers, you know, living life by the numbers. We, whether we want to or not, whether we know it or not, let's put it that way, whether it's a knowledge thing, it's an education thing, people have to realize, if they want to, that they are living life by the numbers, that there are numbers within their world every second, every split second of every day. There are numbers within you. There are numbers we live by. We go to work by them. We do this by them. We're born by them. You know, we have birth dates by them. We have dates of the year by them. We have a calendar by them. Everything to do with everything is those numbers. And when you look back, as you said, go ahead, Michelle.
Well, Jeff, if you think about it, I mean, really, even our heart beats at a particular rhythm, which is very mathematical. So it's just, if you think of the bodily systems and the fact that we are very electrical in our makeup, and like I say, the DNA and, you know, all that stuff, it's just so incredibly mathematical and scientific that we can't see the numbers. And I think the reason that we're all starting to see numbers, a lot of skeptics and a lot of scientists say, well, it's just pattern recognition, where you see a number once and then you're drawn to it again because your brain remembers that number. There are so many people that say, you know, I see this number so much that it borders ridiculous. And, you know, it really is, I think, even more so than astrology, which is a great way to see the energy, and it is a great way to, you know, understand what's going on energetically, but I think that the numbers, it's such a massive global phenomenon, and it's happening in all walks of life to all walks of people and places, and it just seems to be coming up with such frequency that I think I'm excited, because I'm really taking a numerologist, even though I studied numbers for 11 years, I still am excited to know why we're all seeing them with such frequency. I have some ideas about why. I know that it is kind of like the fabric of the universe showing itself to us in a bigger way because our frequency is increasing, and we're able to see almost from like an eagle's eye view now, where I know a lot of people call it the awakened, you know, the awakened soul, or, you know, they get into more metaphysical terms. But for me, I more is that we're seeing life from an eagle's eye view now. We can see that we're not just going through the process of life, and that we live and we die, and we're just seeing it from a more awake perspective. You know, like we can see, we can step back and we can see a little bit more clearly. And I think that's why the numbers are becoming very strong. Numbers are those hidden messages, and it's no surprise that we're born on certain dates of, you know, we have certain dates of birth because we're born in a specific within those genetic patterns. So it shows us precisely. It's almost like having a handbook, or and I always joke about that. I always say, you know, we're born with a manual and at birth. So, you know, if you think that your life is chaotic and you have no idea what to do, and you don't know what your life purpose is, and you don't know where you're going, yes, you do, and it's right there. And it's all of the answers that you need are right there. And that's really what I want to get out of the show. I mean, there's a lot more that I want to cover. That's really the bottom line. I want to show people that they do have an owner's manual, and they were born with one. I can show them how to decode it.
That is fantastic, and then you've touched on some very, very, very valuable points. And let's talk about the heart rate. If people don't think they live by the numbers, think about the heart rate, the beating of your heart. Everybody's is a little different. Everybody's, and when we measure the heart rate, we're looking at the numbers. It's the numbers again. As far as the birth, being birthed with a manual, I will wholeheartedly agree with you on that. It leads to the awakening. It leads to what's going on. And again, I'll refer to Janet, our on-staff astrologist, Living Astrology, with Janet Hickox. Janet will tell you, and I believe I'm going to say this right, and if I'm not, she will correct me, I'm sure. But it's bottom line this: when the planet does what it does and how things line up in the universe, which is astrology and how we relate to it, there are certain things and certain patterns that this Earth goes through, which is all geometric, the God code, and it's all sacred geometry, as they call it. A gentleman named Greg Braden, I'm sure people have heard of Greg Braden, for sure. He's been out there for quite a while now, and his books and his programs, and absolutely phenomenal. Greg will talk to you about this sacred geometry specifically and say that this Earth has a cycle that it goes through every so many years, which is, again, by the numbers. It's all numbers again. And that it all relates, and it all corresponds. And because we are creatures of this earth, meaning in our human form, which is a whole other subject itself, as to our spiritual self and our souls, but we are here living as spiritual beings in human form. And you talked about heart, and that's an amazing subject, because when we are formed in the womb, when we become a part of creation and we are reborn, and I say reborn, and I've been questioning, what do you mean by that? Again, subject for possibly another show, but it's true, because our souls have potentially been here before many, many times over. There's a lot of proof to that. But the heart is the first function of our bodies. The heart starts to beat before the head and the brain even come to be, so to speak. I mean, there's a form there, but the brain is not developed. And they say, wait a minute, our head controls our body. Really? Interesting. And then you talk about the heart for a minute, as you did, and to be totally within being and to live in the moment and understand consciousness as we talk about it is to stretch the moment. We go into meditation and you stretch the moment. You get into the breathing from your heart. You are actually extending the moment of time, because your consciousness is actually kind of like a time portal, so to speak, that you actually are stretching the moment. And I was amazed, Greg Braden again gets into that, and others that I've listened to and read their books. Absolutely phenomenal, but it's all numbers again, Michelle, just as you said. And spirituality, people say, well, we're in a spiritual movement like we were in the 70s with the hippies. Well, I came out of that, okay? And I wasn't specifically a hippie, but I did go to Woodstock. I'll tell you honestly, I guess if that proves my age a little bit, I was at Woodstock, the original Woodstock Jazz Festival, upstate New York. And it was about the movement of people becoming consciously aware. However, I didn't know it then. We are becoming consciously aware now in different levels because we are becoming aware of our surroundings and where we are in this universe. Again, numerology. Again, leading to those numbers being able to determine astrology and read those numbers. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I love Greg Braden's work as well because he really hits the nail on the head with a lot of the scientific stuff surrounding numbers and numerology. So I really like his work, and I think he's onto something. And I know he does have a book called God Code, something like that. And I really, really like his work, and I think, you know, he's really onto something with that. And I know his scientific background and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, the word God is just, as well. I know you talked in the beginning about the word Om, which is another powerful word, but you know, the word God is really something that shows us why we're all here, regardless of our path or purpose. So it's a huge word. I mean, even if you're not religious and in terms of the, you know, traditionally religious, I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of discussion about that out there right now, too. And I'm not looking to ruffle feathers, but I was a very religious person, raised with faith and raised in my belief of God and Christ, etc., as a Christian. And I still believe that. But I've furthered that belief personally, and I'm speaking in my humble opinion, folks. I have looked at this immensely through many eyes of many people who have written many books, and I believe they are the noted authorities in the subject. And religion is man-made.
Yes,
religion,
absolutely.
And called it Catholicism, et cetera, et cetera. And this isn't a show we're getting into that. I'd be happy to talk about it and get a guest on in the future on Interviews with Authentic You, somebody that's really authentic in their walk and talk with this. And we will. We will. And as a matter of fact, we are inviting Greg Braden to come on the show. So we expect his people out there listening today, we will be getting in touch with you because Greg would be a phenomenal man for people to listen to and get his books, read his books, but also you will see the correlation of what Michelle does in numerology, what Janet does in astrology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and that we all do in our life and how it relates. And you don't even realize it, but when you start to become consciously aware and let go of the unconsciousness, which is the standard humdrum of life that so many people are going to every moment of every day, you know, alarm clock, get up, go to work. You know, the Beatles had a great song, Drag a Chrome Across Your Head. You know, I'm not going to sing it, folks. No, I won't do that to you. But it really told the story about, you know, that's the typical person of today, and we are that in society. We're kind of like the, you know, we just got to do this thing to get this whole thing running. It's interesting. Talk about numbers and you talk about money. We're the only creature that lives on this planet.
Oh, yes. Well, that's another topic, Jeff. I was talking with someone the other day about that, actually. The word money, if you break that down, it's mine, which is extremely interesting to me because the whole financial crisis, looking at that from a numerological perspective, money really is essentially fear-based. And, you know, if you add up, it's actually 18, and then 1 plus 8 is 9. So when I'm looking at something logically, I'm always looking at the sum before it reduces. And, you know, one is in the expedition, which is one is kind of the isolated pioneer trailblazer, but it's very isolated in the sense that it feels like it needs nothing and no one, and it's alone, if you know what I'm saying. So one is kind of the standalone number. And then you've got the 8 acre position, which, if you know, if you're looking at 18, one is in the outer, 8 is in the inner. 8 is all about confidence and doubtlessness and independence and freedom. So when it's in the weaker position, it's always about fear and fear of stepping into power and owning that power. And so, you know, that 9 lends to you. And it's so interesting because the whole previous century, before we switched into the 2000s, was all about the 9 because everyone in their date of birth had a 9 somewhere. I mean, we were all.
That's fantastic. It really is when you think about it. And the furthering of my thought, Michelle, is, you know, if you think about it, everybody should think about this. We are the only creature on the planet that pays to be here. The only one. So this number thing is and that's going to be a great topic for a whole show and maybe a series, because when you get into the money and start talking about the fear base, and when people have, I mean, we've been bred that way, meaning bred, I shouldn't say it that way, but I guess I'm wrong, actually wrong, I'll correct myself. We have been taught that from our earliest, you know, ages of when you remember things, 3 to 4 years old, and I deal with that a lot in human needs psychology as an interventionist and a hypnotherapist, where people are having issues in life, we've got to go back and regress to that and help them come from that and with an understanding of not being a victim of some of those things they were taught to have that fear base. That's going to be an amazing segment that you can do about money alone with numbers. It's going to be phenomenal. Michelle, I'd ask people to call in, and that number, folks, is 917-889-3818. We're coming up to a point in the show with just about 30 minutes left where we are going to take some callers. As a matter of fact, Michelle, I want to go into our next subject. We do have a caller in the queue, and I will... All right. Hi, caller. How are you? Welcome to Authentic You Media.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was off mute.
Well, you have a question for Michelle or myself?
Actually, I did have a question, but since you asked, I guess, you know, be careful what you ask for, right? I guess I'm always looking for guidance, and I don't know exactly what, and I'm pretty open in terms of how that looks. What would I need to provide? Do I need to provide my name and my birth date or something, or?
Michelle? Did I lose you, Michelle?
I think you may have, because I don't hear her either.
You there, Michelle? Let's see. Hi, Michelle. Are you with us? Oh,
I'm
there you
here,
are.
I'm
okay.
Yeah. At what point did I drop out?
All right, hang on. We've got a little technical difficulty. Are you there now, Michelle?
I'm here. But it's showing
okay.
Double. So I'm here.
Yeah,
at least.
I know. I noticed that. Excuse us, folks. Our console is giving us a little bit of an issue, shall we say. And we just deal with issues. We do this all the time behind the scenes.
At what point did I drop out?
Okay.
I know I dropped out at some point.
I had a caller on with a question, and I did not hear her name. So I'm going to try to bring her back on and see if she could get back with us. Hold on one second.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Erica.
Hi, you're back with us now. And your name was?
Erica.
Erica, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Great.
It's funny, I wasn't intending to ask a question, but since you called on me, I was actually wondering if there's any guidance, I guess, around finances, and I guess what information I would have to give you, if I need to give you my birth date and year and all that stuff, or...
Yeah, that's exactly right. So if you could give me your date, we can get started on that right away.
Okay, should I give you my full name?
Well, let's do your date of birth first, because I would like
okay.
to see... The thing is, with names are more about your personality, where your date of birth is about your spiritual DNA and what's going on with you inside, and also your path and your birth and what's happening future-wise. So it's much more important to look at that first. Okay, so your date of birth?
It's September 3rd, 1973.
1973?
Mm-hmm. 9-3-73, wow. Coming up.
Okay, so, this is a really, really challenging date of birth. Let me just put this in the chart here. 1-9-3. Oh, wow, okay. All right, first of all of your numbers are isolated. And what I mean by that is that all of your numbers are trapped. They're all up in the corners of your chart. And when I see that, if you look at a numerological chart, it looks kind of like a tic-tac-toe chart. So each number from 1 to 9, because we all have numbers from 1 to 9 in our date of birth, and some people have 0, which is more of a symbol than a number. So there are 9 spaces, 3 rows, 9 spaces. And so you have double threes in the top left corner. You have double nines in the top right corner, and you have a single one bottom left, and then also a single seven in the bottom left. So they're all trapped, meaning that there are no other numbers around those numbers. And when they're isolated, it means they can't flow out. They can't got through to be manifested. So, for example, the top row is the mind plane, and the middle row is the soul plane, and the bottom row is the physical. So what you want to do when you're looking at a birth chart is you want to say, okay, where are their numbers most clustered? Where do their traits lie? Where do their life lessons lie? What is their strength? What are their weaknesses? And so for you, you're very strong mentally, extremely. I mean, you're very analytical. You think a lot. You overthink. I mean, extremely overthink. You have strong imagination, a lot of black and white, right and wrong kind of thinking, where it's sometimes hard for you to take the blinders off or think in a different way. Especially with other people, it can sometimes lead you down the wrong road. But the biggest thing I see on your chart is the fact that you have no soul plane numbers. It's not that you don't have a soul. It's actually completely the opposite. It's that when someone's missing soul plane numbers, they're hypersensitive, emotionally speaking. They have very little soul protection. So what that means is that they usually will shut up. They will usually kind of box it up. And they really don't let a lot of people in. They're extremely comfortable with them because it's very crippling to even risk their heart even a little bit. The one thing I do notice with people that are missing the soul partners is that children and animals, they will open up to, only because there's no way they can hurt. But when it becomes, you know, relationships, intimate ones, it's no one's getting in unless, you feel completely safe. So what happens? It's all that mind energy and the fact that you are extremely smart and overthinking, and you have the best ideas and you want to do them, but to bring them down into the physical and make it happen is almost impossible in terms of making it, a smooth run. So it's always, you're always seeing obstacles. You're always having these things come up that say, wait, it's not happening the way I saw it to be in my mind. What's going on? So, it's that frustration that would really get to you after a while where you manifest them. Because you do have a lot of physical energy. I mean, you have the one and the seven, which really help you do in the doing sense. But mm-hmm. to make it happen is the challenging. Now, I just want to add up your whole date of birth because I want to see what life path number you are for a second. 29. Oh, okay. You're the artist number. You have the 32-5. Fives are really, and again, it's kind of a double whammy for you because being a five, you're a very feeling person. You're the number of the heart. So you not only don't you have any soul plane numbers, you're the number of the heart. So you love deeply. You want to be love and you love and all that great stuff. But to open up is a whole different story. And really, for fives, can be really challenging because they keep people at arm's length. They like freedom. They like to have their space to express because it is the number of expression. So you're always wanting to have that freedom to express yourself. And I want to say Hitler was on that same life path, and he was known to be very artistic. He was also known to be an animal lover. But at the same time, the flip side of the five can be very controlling, dominating, which is what, unfortunately, he gravitated toward. But career, I always recommend for the five that they seek out jobs that will either allow them to work themselves or to have a schedule that is erratic and keeps them not in a mundane rut. Especially because of all that trapped energy, you need it. You need to be free. And if you could see five energy, it would be very almost up and down like a roller coaster energy. So, there's a lot going on. Chart that you really need to unblock, but the most recommendation or the strongest recommendation I could give you is that try to practice vulnerability. Try to open up that soul because it will absolutely unlock a lot of that blocked energy, which is crucial to your success in all ways, in career, money, love, the whole nine yards. So when you feel like, I can't risk it, I can't say it, I'm blocking this. Be vulnerable, lay it out on the table, just say it. Say, you know what, I'm just going to say it, regardless of how risky it is to let my heart be out there. Because it's the only thing that will fix it.
Wow.
Your question was more about financial.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually very vulnerable, which is kind of the opposite. But, yeah, that's, but that was a lot. There was a lot to take in. None of what I wanted to hear. But, I mean, just I don't mean in a bad way. It's just that my life has been very frustrating and very much, you know, in lots of turmoil. So I was hoping for something inspiring.
You know what? It is very positive because let me tell you, the most challenging charts are the best charts because they're the ones that have, you know, the most challenging ones indicate to me that you've been through a lot, and to have an easy chart would just say, you know, say that you don't have the soul's growth. And they always say the more challenging the chart, the more evolved the soul, so to speak. So, you know, it's not a curse. And it's not that life dealt you a bum deal. It's actually the opposite. And I can absolutely say without a doubt that the realm of relationships is your battlefield. That's your battle zone. That's your life lessons lie. That's where you're going to find the most challenge, dealing with coworkers or dealing with anybody in particular. It's relationships is where you're gonna stumble. But I can tell you that, you know, drawing upon that five, because you are the five, the artist number, anything you do that is artistic, whether it be, I don't know if you're drawn to music or writing, or I would say based on what I see with your numbers, that writing, whether it be, even if it were musical even, writing songs or writing poetry or doing things that express yourself creatively, artistically, by getting it out, that really helped to open up your heart and open up all that soul plan energy. And what I noticed is that you only have a single one, which is the number of verbal self-expression. So when you have a single one, it means it's very, very hard for you to express your feelings. The most balanced expression of the one is double ones. So anything more or anything less than double ones is unbalanced. So the best way you can express yourself is on paper, non-verbal. So whether it's, you know, like I say, writing or artistic as in drawing, so it's all about nonverbal communication is how you express yourself best and to get it out there and to really develop some of that energy. But, you know, career-wise, you really have a knack for connecting dots for other people. You know, your gift, if you take your month and your day and you add it together, it's a 12-3. So it adds to 12. And 1 + 2 = 3. So anyone who's carrying that as a gift, it's always about connecting for others because, you know, it's kind of like you see what others can't see for themselves. So it's like you go in and say, oh, you know, you don't see it like that. I see it like this. This is like, oh, I totally didn't get that. You know, sometimes they might not see the forest trees, but you're able to do that. But then if you take your year as well, your year is very supportive. It's the 22, which is all about support for other people. So you're always going to be kind of the one that people rely on, the go-to person, the support system. But you also have the arrow of frustration. And I know that sounds really terrible because the arrow of frustration, it's, oh my goodness. You know, everyone hears that and they think it's the most horrible thing in the world. What it is that you set the bar really high for yourself and for other people. You almost set goals that are almost too unreachable for yourself, and you expect a lot from other people when you start a new relationship or you meet them for the first time. It's like in your mind you have it set as to how they should be, how they act, how they should treat you, and it's very difficult sometimes for you to change gears when you realize that person or that situation or that thing didn't happen or turn out to be the way you want to be in your mind. So it can be, again, another kind of double whammy energy. It's just really challenging energy, but at the same time, it's good to know because you know that you need to keep the door open a little bit further for other people's lives, but also changes in situation, you know, to say, okay, well, it didn't work as I saw it to be. It's okay. There are other options. I can do this then, you know, those kinds of things. So it's good to just know at least, but I want to see what personal year you're in because that's really huge. You have 3, 4, 5, 6, Okay, so you're in a very, very, very high change year this year. You're in a 9 personal year, which is the highest change year. And so mm-hmm. you're going to really find that everything is touched by change, whether it be career, relationship, you know, financial, everything. The whole 9 years, you're going to see maybe even a location change, all of it. It's like a whirlwind kind of change energy. And globally, it's a 6 year, which is all about relationships, starting, ending, changing. So this only will be a heavy focus for you change-wise relationships. And it doesn't necessarily mean personal. It can be, you know, family, friends, relationships with, you know, coworkers or yourself. So it's going to be a huge year, and I'm sure you've already seen that it's been probably chaotic and all that stuff.
It's been terrible.
Yeah.
You know, Erica, I want to interject if I could, yeah. Michelle. As a strategic interventionist and an intuitive myself, you'd want to look at this as not so much a bad thing, but as a good thing. And in other words, if you take what you've just heard and reframe that from being, oh, wait a minute, now I understand. It's not bad.
Oh, no, I mean, it's just been a rough year. It's been a very rough year for me.
It has for a lot of people, believe me, it really has. This has been a change year for a lot of people. Many, many of my clients are feeling what you're feeling. And to know these numbers and to know the correspondence of what and who you are in the numbers is very valuable, because it allows you to, what we call, do a paradigm shift. You actually shift your thinking to, oh, okay, now I understand this is who I am. It's part of that
right,
awareness
yeah.
of coming up to who are you really. And to understand these numbers, which, you know, I got to admit, I don't totally understand mine even, and mine are pretty crazy, but I'm getting there. I'm learning, and I found it to be
right.
very, very valuable to learn that. So I'm glad you called
but
in, and you did think you had a question. Look what you got.
I did want to add, Jeff, that this year for you, Eric, the career year, really strong career year as well, because you're starting a new cycle, greater cycle of 9 years, and it's a 5 year, which is all about career. So it's really, really, really imperative that you start focusing on what you really, truly do. It's not about making money. It's not about finding a job that's going to, you know, find stability for you. It's more than that. And I think it's been a tough year because of that, because you need to break through some of those walls you've built up in order to really embrace what you do. And I'm finding so many people who are meant to guide other people on a more soulful level are having such a hard time. They're having what I call a spiritual crisis. And it's because of being called to the post. And you are being called to the post because you're in a 5 year. When I was in corporate working for HR, which I hated, I was in a 5 personal year and a peak of 5. So I was in a double whammy, and I knew that I couldn't stay there anymore. I knew I had to do what my soul was telling me I needed to do, even though I was scared to death too, because I have a very, you know, emotionally challenging chart where I let a lot of people in. So I get where you're coming from, but this year is huge for you to really come to those barriers and really go for what you want to do, what your soul is yearning to do. And in order to do that, you need to practice vulnerability. Are you artistic in any way? Do you do anything?
I dance.
Remotely artistic? You dance. There you go. So do you do it full time? Is it something that,
no.
You know?
It's my hobby. No. I mean, it's what keeps me from giving up.
Would you want to teach it? Would you want to write about it? Would you want to blog? Is there anything?
Not really.
Further.
I mean, it's my way I connect with spirit. It's not it's not really. You know, it's.
So,
I mean, other people try to force me to do it, like, you know, and to teach and stuff. But I've tried to do it, and I just can't get myself to do it.
Okay, so what is it that you want to focus on? Is there something that you've always focused on or wanted to do but haven't done it because of financial or because for some other reason?
Well, I mean, I just finished a health coaching program, but I can't say that I always wanted to do it. You know, I actually am looking at it as a way to get out of practicing law because I hate it with all my heart. I'm open to trying to use that as a way of, you know, opening myself to other opportunities. I don't think it's like the end all, but I think it's like I tend to help other people. I'm really good at giving other people help and supporting other people.
Yes, you, I mean, extremely intuitive. Anyone who is missing all the soul plane members is extremely intuitive, to the point that they can read people on an emotional level. I mean, they're like natural counselors. You know, people go to them for advice and counsel because they just have the answer.
Yeah, I mean, that's been one of my strengths. You know, part of the issue for me is also, like, I tend to be, when I know people, I tend to be empathic, which is not always been good for me, because sometimes the heavy emotions are really hard to deal with.
Yes. Yeah, and not only that, you have such strength in the mind plane that your mind gets in the way. You know, it kind of takes over and says, well, maybe this isn't the right answer. You are extremely empathic, and that's exactly the right word, because when you have no soul plane numbers, it's that you are extremely hypersensitive, and that's what an empath is. They read emotionally. So, you know, definitely just sit with this, because this is something that is one of your extreme talents, to be able to walk in a room and read someone emotionally and know what's going on in an instant. And
yeah, I mean, I'll definitely look into it again. I'm sorry. I'll definitely look into it again. Actually, one question I did have about, when does the year start? Does this year start at, like, the beginning of 2013, or does it start to begin at your birthday?
It starts every year. So each year we start a new year, and it's a new theme. Every year, it's like, okay, what's the theme of my year? What am I supposed to be focusing on this year? So the year is a 9-year. You're starting a new cycle. So literally, it's like you're ending an old cycle, a new cycle. So the first cycle you were under was all about the pieces. It was really an intellectual energy. It wasn't really anything about collecting pieces. So you were absorbing information. You were taking pieces in, and now you're ready to start putting those pieces together. So you're just starting that cycle now, and so this is big. This is kind of like, you're definitely one of those people that are being called to their post, so to speak.
I'm going to have to interject, ladies. We've got barely 8 minutes of show left, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to. Erica, thank you so much for calling. By all means, listen to what Michelle has for her offer we're going to get to now. And
thank you.
And thank you for calling in. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Michelle, we've got you know, like 7.5 minutes left. Time flies when you're having fun. Haven't we said that before? We have to get to the great part of this show, and you have a book just coming out now. You've got another one due out, I believe, in September. Is that correct? Thereabouts?
Yes, I've got the e-book version or the Kindle version coming out in September for my second book, which is strange because I've got two books coming out, two different publishers, two different timelines. So the second book is coming out before the first, so the second book is going to be available in the ebook and Kindle version first in September. It officially comes in the paperback in October. And then the second book is out officially in December, mid-December. The first, yes.
Awesome. So, and I know you've got a CD, you've got the ebook, et cetera. So we folks talked before the show, and Michelle wanted to make you a phenomenal offer. Those of you that have hung in with us and listened to this fantastic show, and there you listen to a complete reading, pretty much, with Erica. A 45-minute session with Michelle is on the average of $395 to do that. Okay, today, because you're on the show, if you book with her in a certain amount of time, and of course this is time sensitive, I got to be honest with you, she is going to offer you that $395 at $97. Wow. You want to talk about living by the numbers now? You can't pass this up. It's a 45-minute time spent with Michelle, very similar to what you just heard with Erica, except quite a bit more. Much more information. It's really going to get to a detail of where you are in your numbers of life, based on your birth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plate where you live, the number of the street. It is phenomenal when you get into the numbers with Michelle. That said, she also has a CD which comes out at $59.95. And she's also, if you take her up on this offer today, she's going to offer you also a free ebook on reading the numbers. I don't know how much better it can get. I mean, you talk about value upon value upon value by our founder of Authentic Q Media, Michelle Arbo, celebrity numerologist, my partner in this business. And I'll tell you, we want to pack it for you. We want to give you as much as we can, and that is. And she works with folks in Hollywood. She works with named authors, people all over the world. And this offer for this show, $97, okay? And you will get the free ebook. And if you would like to, you can get the CD from her as well, and you have to purchase that. However, take her up on this offer. And Michelle, contact information, if you would, please, so they can get in touch with you and start booking their sessions.
Well, the best way to reach me would be through my website at michellearbeau.com. That's Michelle with two L's and A-R-B-E-A-U.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter with the same name. And I actually have a page. If you're looking to kind of get a little bit of numerological, you know, tidbit, I have a Facebook page. I have a fan page of my own, but I also have one called Daily Numerology. So if you're looking for today's energy and what's going on today kind of thing, visit it often, like it, and you can find out little tidbits there or ask a quick little question, those kinds of things. But, yeah, my website, give it a whirl, or, Facebook me. I'd love to hear from you, and hope to see you there.
Folks, definitely take Michelle up on this offer. It's fantastic. I know what the Hollywood fees are. You know, the general fees. I mean, this is the real deal. I mean, she is the celebrity numerologist.
I guess that's what I wanted to say too. Before I forget, if anyone is listening, because this is a special offer and it's not going to be on the website, you'll need to send me an email because if you do go to book a session page, it will not be there. This is just for anyone that is hearing this broadcast. So definitely send me an email. My email, my direct email is numbers at michellearbeau.com. So just put in the subject line that you're listening to today's show.
Yeah, it's such a special deal, folks. We're not letting it out to the general public. Michelle would be inundated for months upon months, and you can see why. When you listen to a reading in the 10, 12, 14 minutes that Erica received, there's quite a bit of information there. And this is 45 minutes of that minimum, okay? And then if you want to book more, you can. But this special, normally $395, $97, plus you'll get the free ebook, which is going to tell you how to read the numbers and help you with that. Fantastic, Michelle. Thank you so very, very much. We've got Janet coming up later with Living Astrology. Folks, listen in at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Anywhere internationally, just check your time zone, click on the link, and you will hear Living Astrology, and you will also hear Michelle on with Janet tonight. Another phenomenal, fantastic show. We've got our Angel Connection with CJ Mates coming back on with us after a summer break. That's fantastic. We've got new lineup, new shows. We've got two shows from New Zealand starting up, Tanya Fines and Angela Barros. And we also have Katarina with a show from Australia, how to straighten everything out and fix your house up, all to do with designer decadence. And we have our staff person, Emily West Sadler from the UK, coming on with a phenomenal show about social media, Connect the Dots, what you need to do with everything to do with your website, stuff that I don't truly understand. Emily has been a godsend to us, working with us behind the scenes with Authentic Q Media. But she will be having her own show debuting very soon, we're very proud to say. And that is Connect the Dots with Emily. And so if you want to know how to make sure that you're ticking in the right direction with your website, all your social media, Pinterest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the list goes on, and make sure they're all connected. Connect those dots to make sure you're getting the maximum. That'll be the show to listen to. So, folks, thank you so very, very much for being with us today. Michelle, my phenomenal, fantastic, lovely business partner, thank you for being on the show as well.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, and I'd like to say in just a very short period of time, you're going to get back on with Janet, and that's going to be fantastic. Again, 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern, and we'll see you then, folks. Thank you from myself, Jeffrey Miller, the Interventionist, Interviews with Authentic You, Authentic You Media. We thank you for being with us. And Michelle, you want to close it?
Sure, yeah, it was great. I mean, having the callers. If anyone didn't get through today, I will be on again, like I said, with Janet later today, so you can call in and we'll talk more.
Here we go. And folks, we'll see you again next week, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much. 1 p.m. Pacific. Bye-bye.